Spring is in full effect, and it seems to have a head start. A lot of people at icchange.org have been noticing crocuses for a while, but now there's even more flowers joining in. Marilyn Stone noticed mountain bluebell flowers in full bloom this week, and Steve Ela found his peach trees blooming already, 6 days earlier than he's ever recorded, and 21 days before the average. With all the plants waking up early, he's wondering when to start irrigation, especially in light of the dry winter. Coincidentally, a new report from the Natural Resources Conservation Service details Colorado's snowpack and expected stream flow. It doesn't look too good.
The west side of the Continental Divide in Colorado, snowpack is currently at 56% of normal.
That's Brian DeMancos. He's the Colorado Snow Supervisor for the NRCS. To make matters worse, the snow is melting ahead of schedule.
Colorado's snowpack is declining a little bit earlier than it usually does at this point in time. On the trend that we're on right now, to be melting snow this early, to have had such a low peak snowpack, if in fact we have already peaked for snowpack, and if we continue on this current dry trend, yeah, I think it's going to be the beginnings of concerning for certain parts of Colorado, especially those that were kind of reeling from dry conditions last year.
They're able to look at the current snowpack and forecast what the stream flow will be like this spring and summer.
Basically, as the stream flows from snowmelt recede through the spring and summer, they're going to be a lot lower than what we typically see, provided we don't get normal or above, way above normal precip.
The current statewide projections put the stream flow at 60 to 75% of normal. In some parts, it's even lower. The projected inflow to the Paonia Reservoir, for example, is estimated at 31% of normal. The San Miguel River out by Placerville is estimated at 63% of normal. Both of those numbers could go even lower if it's a dry spring and summer. DeMancos does say, though, that the number one month for snowfall on Colorado mountains is April, that things could still change if the weather gets wetter. If you notice change around you, let us know at icchange.org. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.